Let the King of Glory, let the King of Glory come in. Come in.
You're welcome to A Moment with the Lord's Servant, Pastor Isaac King, EK, an anointed servant of the Most High, filled with the Spirit. Altar of Worship Ministry International presents Weighty Matters Podcast. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hello there. I welcome you to today's podcast. My name is Isaac King, EK. And today I'll be talking about Satan's devices. All right, and then I'll be majoring on one of the devices, which is manipulation. One of the devices of the devil, manipulation. Okay? The popular scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. They do not be ignorant of the device of the devil. Device of the devil. Don't be ignorant of the devices. There are a lot of devices of the devil. So today we'll be talking about manipulation. In manipulation, in the same 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14, he talks about Satan parading himself like an angel of light, deceiving many. Some of them act like prophets, some of them act like teachers, teaching wrong doctrines, some of them act like preachers, preaching falsehood. So those are the patterns at which he parades himself. And sometimes, because he is like the angel of light, you don't know the difference. It's very, very difficult to know the difference. But with the word and by the spirit, we'll be able to differentiate them, right? Now, what is manipulation? Manipulation is simply controlling or using something or someone. Using something or someone for your selfish reasons. Using something or someone for a selfish reason. So, the thing now is, it is not just Satan that manipulates. Now, the Satan we're talking about, he operates in men. There are certain attributes you can see in a man, and you know that the devil is operating through them. Remember, when Peter said to Christ that, why would you go to the cross? Immediately, Christ rebuked him. He said, Satan. Now, it's not Peter speaking now. It's the manipulating force of Satan speaking through Peter. So he had to rebuke that. Because if you're not careful, when they start to plant those things inside of you, it's a matter of time. It starts to make sense. Not shortly. Not very, very long. You remember, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was groaning and praying. What was his prayer? Father, if it is your will, let this cup be taken away. So you see that if not that Christ had rebuked Satan from that was operating through manipulation in Peter, his right-hand man, he would have accepted not to go to the cross. Because he was praying, if it is possible, let this cup be taken. Imagine somebody groaning for 2 hours. One prayer point. So that's the power of manipulation. If he had allowed Satan or allowed him and not rebuke him, you know, sometimes our closest persons will start to feed us with certain information, and you fail to rebuke them early, and you allow them, it's a matter of time, you discover that it'll start to make sense. You start to put one and two together, because they plant it like a seed. Gradually, it start to grow on the inside of you. It's one of the major tools of the enemy, manipulation. Okay? So, I'm going to list out some signs. Signs to know that someone is actually a manipulator, or he or she is being used by the enemy to manipulate. The first sign here is lies. Like you all know, the enemy, Lucifer, is the father of all liars. He lies about anything and anyone. That is why he's called the accuser. When people are accusing you, they accuse you with lies. You have to be very careful. When you find somebody who lies defaultly, he lies or she lies by default, know that that person is a manipulator. They can actually lie their way through to manipulate you. And you will not know that you're living a particular, you're living in a pattern because of the lies they have told you over the years. So you have to be very careful. The first sign is what? It's lies. Lies. The second sign here is false hope. False hope. I call it fog of hope. Fog of hope. False hope. They will promise you heaven and earth. Promise you heaven on earth. Promise you heaven inside earth. Anything. They just make sure they are promising you. Every time you see them, they are making you a promise. They are telling you, I have not forgotten what I promised I will do. I will do this, I will do that, and I will do this, I will do that. Those are manipulators. Remember, in the book of Matthew chapter 4, remember he said to Lucifer, was telling Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, he said, bow to me and I will give you. He promised him, I will do this, I will do that. So that's his sign, manipulation. False hope. The next one is fake prophecy. Fake prophecy. Sometimes they can arrange a prophecy just to keep you manipulated. Keep you manipulated for years by an arranged fake prophecy. So be careful. When you see these signs, know that you are being manipulated. Hallelujah. 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 The next one here is inducing the manifestation of his power. Aha. Inducing the manifestation. You'll be wondering, how can they induce the manifestation? Yes. By arranging things to make it look like the presence of Yahweh is there. Like the presence of the Almighty is there. Like it is him that is doing it. They arrange fake testimonies. They arrange fake miracles. They arrange fake things. They can form the atmosphere and make it look like it's an euphoria. They make it look like he's there, stimulating these things, having the form of godliness, but denying the power therein. Having the form, they have the form of godliness. They talk like godly people. They act like godly people. They dress like godly people, but they deny the power therein. You have to be careful. Those are manipulations. When it is the time for them to manifest the power, they are lacking. Those are manipulators. The last but not the least is false teaching and doctrine. If they can do all these things, the reason why they teach you certain things is so that it can magnify their lifestyle so that it can glorify that particular lifestyle they live. That's why they teach certain things, not the truth, but things that would magnify their way of life. That's the kind of doctrines they will teach. Those are manipulators. Now, how do you stop manipulators? How do you stop manipulators? First of all, you need to know the word for yourself. Study the word. Study the word. Study to show thyself approved as a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Now the next one is, be at peace with yourself and your environment. If they try to create trouble and all of those attention, turbulence and everything, be at peace with yourself. Let the Prince of Peace be in your heart. When you let Christ in, at every point in time that there's turbulence, don't forget about the storm. In the midst of the storm, it was peaceful, sleeping. Don't let anything take your sleep from you. I learned that from Christ. That no matter what is going on around me, when it is time to rest, I tell the owner of sleep, I say, Father, help my body to rest so that I can be strong the next day. Be like, whatever it is that you think you are doing or you've done to me, it's by the side. The next one here is, stay away from toxic people and environment. Any toxic person around you that is feeding you with all of those lies, feeding you with all of those fake hopes, feeding you with all of those things that are ungodly, stay away from those people. Toxic people. And an environment that you are in that would not enhance your spirit man, but will pollute your spirit man. Stay away from that environment. Because whatever they tell you over and over and over again, give it time. It starts to become a reality in your life. It starts to become a reality. So you need to stay away from that environment. Don't say, no, I am not part of them. They cannot influence me. No. They might not influence you, but they will induce you. Yes. They will enhance you. The things you have on your inside, they will enhance it. It works differently. You might not be doing it in the open with them, but you desire it in your heart. So whenever you have an opportunity when no one is watching, you will do it and do worse. Cut off communication with the manipulator or manipulators. Make sure you cut off your communication. It doesn't matter. See, don't be afraid to block people. Block them. Don't be afraid to block them. When they are, you notice that this individual is manipulating you day in, day out. No matter who they are, block them. When you block them, you send them a message. They will withdraw from you. Cut down your friends. Cut down those people around you that you think without them, you know, you'll be bored. Without them, you know, they have a connection you're looking for. Cut them down. Better ones will come. He will send your way the right set of people. But if you don't let go of these ones, the other one will not come. No man climbs the ladder holding things with his two hands. If you must climb with something. The next one I hear is, stand your ground on the truth and let the truth and the truth alone prevail. Because these manipulators will want you to lie about certain things. They want you to live a particular life that is not true. They want you to lie to some people about certain things. So, but if you let them you will regret in the future. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful. Because if they make you lie, there are people who are looking up to you, who believe you have integrity, who believe you are a man and a woman of your word. But when you start to compromise, imagine somebody will call you and tell you, please help me say this, and it's holy lie. You will collaborate with the lie. You don't know who is looking up to you. And then after you must have done that, you cannot redeem it. You can't redeem yourself. Now, last but not least, strongly oppose anything that is not true. As you are standing your ground on this truth, oppose it with everything that you believe in, everything that you own. Oppose it and oppose them. How you can chase away those people is you oppose them when you know this thing is wrong and they are trying by all means. Sometimes they manipulate you with gifts, manipulate you with, you know, promises. They give you a little, keep you up and all of that. Please, if you know that they are on the wrong path, go against it, because you might end up regretting it in the future. The thing you did not correct today, the little thing you didn't correct today, will become a matter that might swallow you up and everyone around you tomorrow. So be careful. That is one of the devices of the enemy. I give you one bonus. Anyone that you see that will want to confide in you about somebody else's problem is a manipulator. I want to tell you about this person. Please don't, I'm confiding in you. Is that no, he's a manipulator. Because the same way they tell you about them, they will tell them about you. And then they will paint it in a manner that you will weep when you hear. Exempting themselves. You have to be careful. Stay away from manipulation. It's a device of the enemy. Because the enemy actually operates with men. The reason they do that is so they can pull you down in the faith. So that they can pull you down. They are accusers of the brethren. They will accuse you until you lose your faith. They will poke you until you lose your patience. They are there to frustrate that meekness on the inside of you, to make sure that the fruit of the Spirit on the inside of you dies. So you have to cut off from them. Whatever it will cost you, cut off from them. When you do that, the heavens will be open and your eyes will see greater light and greater future. I pray that this blesses someone. I pray that this is going to be an eye-opener to everyone that is listening to this. Please help me share this with your friends and your loved ones. Lord Almighty will bless you in Jesus Christ. Love you. Shalom.
Your power no can contest. Awesome one, mighty one.
Thanks for listening to the Lord's Anointed, Pastor Isaac King, EK, on Weighty Matters Podcast. For further inquiry, email therealisaacking@gmail.com, WhatsApp or call 070-5800-9870. And follow us on Instagram at Isaac is King, Twitter at Isaac is King 6, Facebook at Isaac King. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel at Isaac King EK. Once more, thanks for listening and stay blessed.